This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Wednesday, October 26th. ETFs that are largely used for income have attracted about $200 billion from investors since 2009, when the Federal Reserve began its policy of keeping interest rates low. If that policy changes, some ETFs may be more vulnerable than others. Investors have turned to ETFs that focus on Master Limited Partnerships, or MLPs. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says they've taken in $25 billion since 2009.
How much of that is really going to stick if rates were to rise? Well, if you look at the two times they did rise in the past 5 years, most of the money stayed in there. In fact, in the 2013 rate rise, they actually took in funds. So this seems counterintuitive. So if you look at the data, though, what's interesting about MLPs is that if oil is doing well, these could actually overcome the fact that rates are going up.
That's because MLPs are largely made up of companies in the energy business, and there's more interest in them as oil prices rise. According to Balchunas, they yield from 5 to 10%. For Balchunas, there's a takeaway.
Rising rates aren't the only thing in the world. There are other things going on and other products that get used that make it a much more mixed bag when you think about, you know, all the money that has gone into products in this low rate environment. And I, you know, did the math. It's, you know, close to about $500 billion you can almost directly link has gone into certain types of ETFs because of low rates. But it looks like a lot of that should stick.
Balchunas says that two areas that are most vulnerable to rising interest rates should be ETFs that focus on gold and those that focus on emerging markets. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.